USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that a ceasefire with Hamas would be considered a surrender for Israel.
It is time for all of us to decide if we are willing to fight for a future of hope and promise, or surrender to tyranny and terror.
He emphasized his commitment to bringing hostages back and highlighted that Israeli forces are making efforts to avoid civilian casualties, while Hamas is deliberately putting civilians in danger. This announcement comes as Israeli forces expand their operation against Hamas in Gaza through air, sea, and ground actions. Some fiscal conservatives are uneasy about a Texas plan to allocate $1.5 billion for a border wall.
I'm not sure that the best use of money is for a wall if our goal is to have a huge conversation with the federal government.
Republican State Senator Charles Ferry believes the root problem lies in the federal government's neglect of the impact of illegal immigration on border communities. He advocates for the state to prioritize apprehending and detaining asylum seekers as a more effective approach to grab the White House attention swiftly. Former President Trump seeking the endorsement of his former running mate, Mike Pence. During a campaign event in Las Vegas, Trump emphasized that Pence should support him, citing their great successful presidency together.
He should endorse me. You know why? Because I had a great successful presidency and he was the vice president.
Trump made these remarks shortly after Pence announced his withdrawal from the 2024 GOP race. Employees at CVS and Walgreens pharmacies are initiating a three-day walkout to protest for improved working conditions and increased hiring. The strike, dubbed Pharmageddon, marks the third such action by pharmacists in a little over a month. In September, CVS staff in Kansas City, Missouri, staged a walkout, followed by a strike by Walgreens earlier this month. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Former President Trump is expected to testify in his New York civil fraud trial next week. His testimony will come after Donald Trump Jr. is expected to testify this Wednesday, followed by Eric and Ivanka Trump. Trump is scheduled to testify on November 6th. There's no word yet on an official cause of death for actor Matthew Perry. The Friends star was found dead in his hot tub at his home there in Los Angeles Saturday of an apparent drowning at age 54. Further investigation is being requested, and a report should be released by the L.A. County Medical Examiner sometime in the next week or so. A new study shows that in the year since Roe v. Wade was overturned, the number of abortions performed nationwide has increased, much to the dismay of anti-abortion groups.
It's been really difficult to break this false narrative that, okay, we overturned Roe v. Wade, the battle is won, there's no more challenges.
That's John Sego with Texas Right to Life. He says there are still a number of states where the procedure is still legal, and they're big ones, like New York and California. The study done by the Society of Family Planning, which advocates for abortion rights, found that there were 2,200 more abortions performed last year. House Speaker Mike Johnson says a subpoena for the president's son, Hunter Biden, is overdue. Speaking on Fox News yesterday, Johnson said Republicans are accusing President Biden of benefiting financially from his son's overseas business dealings. That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.